Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Trish Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. As St. Ignatius of Antioch was en route to Rome for his martyrdom, he wrote a series of letters. One of the letters he wrote to his fellow bishop and friend, Polycarp. Ignatius and Polycarp were both disciples of John the Apostle. So during their lifetime, they were able to know and closely follow someone who lived with and followed Christ, someone who brought Mary into his home, and being able to share his experiences of that with these men who became later bishops and then both martyrs. In the letter that Ignatius writes to Polycarp, after a brief greeting, he begins by saying, "Having obtained good proof that your mind is fixed in God as upon an immovable rock, I loudly glorify his name, that I have been thought worthy to behold your blameless face, which may I ever enjoy in God. I entreat you, by the grace with which you are clothed, to press forward in your course and to exhort all that they may be saved." And St. Ignatius goes on to offer different advice to Polycarp and to different people in particular circumstances, and to exhort them in the way that they are to follow the Lord. And first, I just think it's beautiful when I see the relationships that are found between saints, right? Particularly in the early church, we see this great fraternity, right? These two men who end up going to their death, but also a fraternity that can exist amongst us as we are followers of Christ and are pursuing the Lord together. And Polycarp, I always hold very near and dear to my heart because I was in middle school the first time that I heard of Polycarp and the first time that I read the martyrdom account of St. Polycarp. And it was because my sister was in college and she was taking real theology classes for the first time. And when she would come home on break, she would share some of the things that she was learning at school, whether it was the Latin classes that she was taking or a martyrdom account of St. Polycarp. And so I remember reading through it with her and understanding most of it, and then being really excited just to have learned about this saint and then telling other people about Polycarp. And Polycarp's martyrdom account is very beautiful. There are many similarities that are intentionally drawn between the suffering that Polycarp experienced and the Lord's suffering. And we see a great boldness. A lot of the martyrs and the saints that we tend to look up to, it seems like a lot of them have youth on their side. which makes them seem like these great heroes and these great warriors. But Polycarp was 86 when he was martyred. And they try to use his age as a reason to appeal to him for why he should denounce Christ. And Polycarp thinks the exact opposite, right? If he's followed him for this long, why should he betray his Christ when he doesn't have much more time to live, whether they kill him or whether he dies of natural causes, like death will come. And so he's not particularly concerned if he's martyred or if he dies in his sleep. And so they're trying to threaten Polycarp with different things. And they say, we'll throw you to the wild beasts. And he's like, call them. And they say, we'll burn you alive. And he says, the fire that you have will last an hour, but the fire of eternal punishment, that will last forever. I'm willing to suffer for an hour. So as I'm considering the life and witness of Polycarp, I'm led to think about the martyrdom I mentioned of St. Ignatius at the beginning and St. Polycarp, who we celebrate today, and how they had this fierce determination, this fierce love for the Lord, that they were willing to suffer for him because they had a beautiful ordering of what matters most. Being burned alive is a great suffering, but for Polycarp, he accurately recognizes that compared to eternity, it is so brief. And how often I forget that the momentary suffering that we experience will pass away. And particularly as we're entering into this Lenten season, how often I make small sacrifices seem like such a big inconvenience in my life. I want to have a faith that looks at fire and says, like Polycarp, that will be brief. I'm willing to suffer it for love of the Lord. So that's what I want to focus on today, is what are the challenges in my life, the struggles, the crosses, and how does the Lord want me to bear them like Polycarp did? With his bold desire to love the Lord and to follow him and to accurately order the goods in my life and to focus on the highest good, the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the witness in the life of Polycarp. Thank you for the way in which he was able to lay down his life in love of you and in service to you. Thank you for the friendship among the saints that encouraged each other to run the race and to pursue holiness and relationship with you. Lord, help us to become the saints that you desire us to be. St. Polycarp, pray for us. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.